think they went with a little bit of a younger side to start off with. So it was great to get back and play against Yorkshire. Always a good crowd in, and I really enjoyed being back in the side, so it was great, yeah.
At the back end of last year, there was a lot of uncertainty with regards to your future, wasn't there? Which mustn't have been easy for you, but I think by the time the season was reaching its finale, you knew you would at least have another year here.
Yeah, that was it. I think it was a couple of days after the season had finished. We're off to Graham Onions' golf day, and I got the call saying there was another contract on the table. So obviously, fantastic news. And then I was a little bit disappointed not to start in the one days. But obviously, through a few injuries, I've got back in now, so hopefully can take this chance.
Well, when you look back at last season, I mean, you had one of your better years with the bat, didn't you, for quite some years, if you go back, probably all the way back to 2006, something like that, when you started with a few hundreds that year.
Yeah, I think obviously the consistency, I felt the last couple of years has come back in. Obviously, not got the nod at the start of the season, but as I say, I'm just pleased to be playing for Durham again. I've actually took a job at the school starting at the end of the year, so it's definitely going to be my last year this year, so I'm just going to enjoy every chance I get. I've been in there the last few winters and a job opportunity's come up there, so looking forward to getting stuck in there, but obviously hoping to have a good final season.
Just talk us through that. Once you knew that you were at least going to have one more year here, I mean, it wasn't just a cricketing thing with you, was it? There were the whole family issues and everything else as well that you had to weigh up at the time.
Obviously, my son's autistic, so moving away was slightly harder. But I mean, I've had 14, 15 years here at Durham and loved it, and it's probably not the worst time to be sort of getting my teeth stuck into something else. So as I say, no, just pleased to be back playing and really looking forward to tomorrow night, really.
Yeah. If it helps you, you're still very popular among the supporters. The amount of tweets we get wondering where you are and why haven't we seen you yet. I can even set my clock by when they're likely to come into you in games these days as well.
No, I think that's obviously nice. I think sometimes you're a better player when you're out the side. Sometimes, as I say, I've got this opportunity. Hopefully I can get some runs, win some games and get us that finals day in the 2020. And if I get a chance in the one days, that'd be great as well. And then obviously I think there might be a few opportunities in the four-day side coming up. I'm not sure what John's ideas are there. But I'd say I'm feeling good form, so if that opportunity comes along, I'd love to play a few more four-day games as well.
Yeah, you've been playing in this match against Sri Lanka's A team. You've had some runs under your belt there. The weather, unfortunately, has ruined the final day, but have you enjoyed that experience and just a chance to be out and bat at your own pace out in the middle?
Yeah, no, it was absolutely fantastic. I think it was a good test. Obviously, playing in the second teams, we've played against some good second teams, but playing on club wickets is sometimes a different challenge in itself, so it was nice to get out there on a reasonable wicket. Kept a little bit low, but obviously to play against some almost international class opposition has been really good, and I've enjoyed it. It's been brilliant seeing the five guys who've made the debut as well. I think they've all made a good show of themselves. Josh Coughlin's been brilliant with the ball. Obviously, we haven't had the reserves in the seam ball and attack as we normally would have done. I think he's stepped up really well. And Stewie Poynter was looking very comfortable when we were batting. And I mean, obviously, I think they had a good spell. But no, I think the future's definitely bright for Durham.
Looking to the T20, you were out in the middle with Ryan Pringle last week when you just got over the line before the thunderstorm came in. He was dropped by Gary Balance in what turned out to be the final over. I think if they'd held that catch, you might have lost under Duckworth Lewis. As it was, you just got ahead in that over and won it by 6 runs.
Yeah, obviously, it's always great to beat Yorkshire, whatever the situation. I think we were set pretty well to beat them if it was a full drawn-out game. And as you say, 2020, it's sometimes the little bit of the rub of the green. I mean, I think Ryan played fantastically well and is hitting the ball well. So obviously it was great to get the win. And it was a little bit disappointing we didn't do it the proper way with the rain coming, to be honest.
Big crowd as well, which was nice to see. Hopefully there'll be a decent crowd for Thursday night's match against Worcestershire, who started off like a train. They beat Durham in the opening game. They won, I think, 4 of the first 5, but they've slipped a little bit recently.
Yeah, that's it. I think everyone talks about momentum in 2020. I think it's a massive thing. And obviously, anyone has a day out like Cole Cadmore did against us, and can win a game. Obviously, I think we've got some real good match winners in our side. Having Ben Stokes back is obviously fantastic. It should be a great game.
And Friday night as well, you've got to get straight down to Trent Bridge after the Worcestershire match.
Yeah, that's it. So I think we're set okay in the 2020, but we've got to keep winning. They're obviously a dangerous side with the firepower they've got, but as I say, hopefully we just get on a bit of a roll now and get that finals day.